Gemini sun signs and Gemini rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And Geminis, as you finish up your birthday month, just take a moment to consider that Three of Cups energy from the month of June. This energy of finding new forms of connection, of meeting God on the street in all of these different kind of suits. And the availability that you found, however small it was, to expand your concept of love, of connection, of romantic love, of platonic love, of everything in between, all of this kind of beauty that's available to you when you drop some of the harder edges around the concept of the perfect partner or the dream friendship or the dream boss or whatever that kind of imagining is. And for you in the month of July, moving into the Five of Swords, there's a real extension of this work of moving toward what feels good and moving toward what values you as much as you value it. In the Five of Swords, we can sometimes get a little frightened in all of the fives because they are contractive cards. They can feel quote unquote difficult. They don't need to be, certainly. But these are all numerically about making the element our own, deciding, you know, kind of to have a sense of ownership. And in this case, it's an ownership over our own brains and the ways in which sometimes our brains hurt us or want to kind of mess with us and want to keep us stuck in, you know, really crappy storylines about whatever is unfolding in our lives, even though we know energetically and on a soul level, that's not actually how we feel. And that kind of disconnect. And for you, that can be quite profound because you are a sign that sometimes has a tendency to split, has a tendency to either go fully into the head or drop fully into the heart. And in many ways, your journey as a astrological energy is about unifying those two, being able to kind of mine the depths of your inner emotional world and then match it or in the intellectual form and close up that channel. So what's happening for you in the month of July is really that you are being invited to release patterns that devalue you, quite literally. Patterns where you might be a mental narrative that you put on some sort of situation where you add a layer of shame to something that you've engaged in that doesn't need to be shamed. Or it may be that you're going to a certain person or to a certain project or endeavor in your life over and over and over again that consistently kind of just makes you feel badly in your body. And there's a real opportunity to break that chain this month, to really rise up and say no thanks anymore to this kind of cycle of devaluing. And you're really building on that energy of the Three of Cups from last month, where you were able to see the kinds of connections that you want to have flower, that you want to have flourish, that you want to bloom open to, and moving more and more toward those kinds of energies and seeing all of the kinds of curious forms that those can come in and learning to, it doesn't need to be like this great, you know, dramatic release of like, I will no longer engage in this thing anymore, but just really placing some sweet attention on the kind of the ways in which your external life is mirroring the internal value center and being really soft with yourself in that process too, and not shaming yourself if you continue to engage in those patterns, not a problem, but just paying some sweet attention to that. So wishing you a really expansive month of July, Geminis, and I will speak with you soon.